The East Texas town of Canton is known for its giant flea market. Locals call it the world's largest. Vendors converge here once a month to sell their goods. But lately, Canton's been attracting people for another kind of gathering, candidate forums, where two conservative Republicans have been selling themselves as the best representative for this rural district about an hour east of Dallas.
We have to be prepared for what's coming. You've been watching on your television. You've watched what the Democrats have been doing to our president. This is a different time, and we're not going to stop them with a go-along-to-get-along attitude.
That's the challenger, Brian Slayton. He's middle-aged and has his own financial services company. The incumbent who's defending the seat is Dan Flynn.
I have delivered the will of the district time and time again. I'm solidly pro-life and an author of the heartbeat bill. I have continued my fight to protect the fire, police, teacher, and municipal employees' pension from being taken away from them, as was many attempts to.
Flynn is a retired banker turned rancher. He's in his 70s. Flynn has held the office since 2003. This is actually the third time Slayton has challenged Flynn. In the primary this past March, Flynn finished first, but fell short of the majority he needed to win the nomination. So now the two are in a primary runoff election.
The most noteworthy factor is that it's very rare that incumbents get forced into runoffs, and it's also rare that incumbents have such strong challenges.
That's Mark Jones with Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. The dynamic in this race has happened before in Texas Republican Party primaries over the past decade. A long-sitting conservative legislator has his conservative credentials called into question by an insurgent challenger.
And while Flynn is conservative, he's in the middle of the pack for the Texas House delegation. And so in the eyes of many movement conservatives, he's too centrist. He's too pragmatic. And they want a more dyed-in-the-wool type Freedom Caucus person, such as Brian Slayton.
The Texas Freedom Caucus is a group of House Republicans from the right wing of the GOP. It doesn't include Flynn, who's been critical of the group. Still, both Flynn and Slayton are evangelical Christians. Both favor a pro-gun owner interpretation of the Second Amendment. Both are strong opponents of abortion. So, where do they differ? Mark Jones of the Baker Center.
Flynn is more likely to want to have the legislature focus on bread and butter issues, things like education, transportation, health care, where Slayton will be more likely to want to push some of the more red meat issues for the base, things like constitutional carry, fewer requirements related to vaccinations and the like.
Slayton has the backing of the influential right-wing group Empower Texans, which funds primary challengers to Republicans the group sees as insufficiently conservative.
I'm Brian Slayton. I would appreciate your vote in the primary. Go to my Facebook or go to brianslayton.com. Thank you very much.
Flynn, meanwhile, has his biggest support from the Texas Association of Realtors.
Got a lot of realtors right here that support the lobby. Got a lot of teachers that do. I'm a strong advocate of public education. And I would like to continue serving you as I have done. God bless you. Thank you.
If Slayton wins, it wouldn't be the first time an incumbent Republican in this part of the state was defeated from the right. Flynn has so far weathered the anti-incumbent sentiment, but this primary runoff will be his toughest fight yet. In Commerce, this is Mark Haslett.